The clock struck 2:30. In the little office at the back of Mr. McKechnie's bookshop, Gordon Comstock, last member of the Comstock family, age 29 and rather moth-eaten already, lounged across the table, pushing a 4-penny packet of player's weights open and shut with his thumb. The ding-dong of another, remoter clock, from the Prince of Wales the other side of the street, rippled the stagnant air. Gordon made an effort, sat upright, and stowed his packet of cigarettes away in his inside pocket. He was perishing for a smoke. However, there were only 4 cigarettes left. Today was Wednesday, and he had no money coming to him till Friday. It would be too bloody to be without tobacco tonight as well as all tomorrow. Bored in advance by tomorrow's tobacco-less hours, he got up and moved towards the door. A small, frail figure, with delicate bones and fretful movements. His coat was out at elbow in the right sleeve, and its middle button was missing. His ready-made flannel trousers were stained and shapeless. Even from above, you could see that his shoes needed resoling. The money clinked in his trouser pocket as he got up. He knew the precise sum that was there. 5 pence halfpenny, 2 pence halfpenny and a joey. He paused, took out the miserable little threepenny bit and looked at it. Beastly, useless thing. And bloody fool to have taken it. It had happened yesterday, when he was buying cigarettes. Don't mind a threepenny bit, do you, sir? The little bitch of a shop girl had chirped. And of course he had let her give it to him. Oh no, not at all, he had said. Fool, bloody fool. His heart sickened to think that he had only 5 pence halfpenny in the world, 3 pence of which couldn't even be spent. Because how can you buy anything with a threepenny bit? It isn't a coin, it's the answer to a riddle. You look such a fool when you take it out of your pocket, unless it's in among a whole handful of other coins.